This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. Mornings are cold and dark at our home near the banks of the Ojalote, and though the temperatures are not extreme, only in the 20s somewhere, you know, the temperature stays there until the sun clears the mountains. Earlier in the season, freezing temps were just a quick hit, bap, in the mornings. But now, I can watch temperatures sit at, say, 26 degrees for 2 or 3 hours, and that's a real freeze. Definitely winter with more low temperatures on the way, but it's all fine as it is life in the uplands of southeastern Arizona and the desert grassland and oak woodland. It is winter. Dark mornings and dark afternoons with the sun going down way too quickly. And sometimes by the time I get to chores, you know, the chickens are already roosting. I feel like I'm intruding when I go in there to dump their feed. Sorry, girls. Didn't mean to wake you. Hope you're dreaming about laying some eggs in there. Oh, I got to tell you, a couple weeks ago, Ms. Mosquitie woke me up around midnight to tell me that there was a skunk in the hen house. I should explain that Ms. Mosquitie and I have different bedtimes based on our jobs. Mr. Excitement here is in bed by 9 because I have to get up at 4, and our local librarian stays up a few more hours. Anyway, there's a skunk in the hen house. So I crawl out of bed, and yes, there was a skunk in the hen house, a hognose skunk. And what is a hognose skunk doing in our hen house? And I knew it was that hognose skunk because Farley had pointed it out to me out in the yard several evenings before. I'd put a light on it, all black underneath, all white on top, from the ears on back to a very bushy white tail, and a very long nose, and eyes that were just sort of vacant. Later, when I was reading about them in books, I saw this one quote, "Eyes are dull and expressionless." Uh-huh. "Farley," I said, "let's leave this skunk alone, and it will move along." Wishful thinking, because now there was a hognose skunk in the hen house, and it wasn't coming out. And we weren't about to force the issue. You know what I mean? So while Ms. Mosquitie held a light, I tiptoed into the hen house and picked up 2 hens at a time and put them on an outside roost. I repeated the process until all hens were roosting outside, much to their chagrin. And we shut the skunk up in the hen house. Problem solved. Time for bed. The next morning, our hens were not very forgiving, gave me wide berth, and when I opened the hen house door, the skunk, the hognose skunk, was gone, having pushed his way out of a loose slab. But no time to search for any other holes around there. I had to go off to work with very little sleep. Skunks are in a very cool mammal family, formerly the Mustelidae, now the Mephitidae family, including weasels, ferrets, otters, and around you and me, the badger, and not to mention a few other species of skunks. That's pretty neat. Yeah, pretty cool family. But that hognose skunk was not in that hen house to get chickens. There's no way. They are rooters and diggers. They got that long nose, and they got long front claws. Yeah. I suspect it was rooting around in the chicken yard. How it got in there, I've got to solve that problem. And then, you know, got jumped into the coop. And the chickens just said, "No, this doesn't work for us." And they raised a ruckus. But that hog-nosed skunk is innocent of any wrongdoing other than having me have to get out of bed to fix the situation. The genus of the hog-nosed skunk around us, and there are other species of hog-nosed skunks. It's distributed way down to Central America. In fact, I read that ours, the Western hog-nosed, has been merged with the Eastern hog-nosed to create the American hog-nosed. But anyway, the genus Conopatus. I can't remember what the dickens Conopatus. What is that Latinized name? It's not Latinized at all. It's from the Nahuatl. It's the Aztec language and translates into skunk. and by the way, when it was the Western hognose, the specific epithet for it was Mesolucus, which is a really nice way of saying that it's the colors split in half. The bottom half is black and the white top is white. The white half is white, split in the middle. Now, you know, really quite a beautiful skunk, the hognose skunk, the American, why isn't it red, white, and blue? You know, the American hognose skunk. And I love, don't you just love that the genus is derived from that ancient Aztec language? Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, the desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.